Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Smarter, Not Harder is a practical self-optimization guide from entrepreneur and biohacking popularizer Dave Asprey. Positioned at the intersection of wellness, performance, and behavior change, the book argues that many people work intensely yet stay stuck because they are using the wrong levers. Instead of relying on grit alone, Asprey encourages readers to design their biology and environment so that energy, focus, mood, and body composition improve with less friction. Drawing on widely discussed ideas in the biohacking world, the book emphasizes experimentation, measurement, and personalized protocols rather than one-size-fits-all rules. Readers can expect frameworks for identifying hidden drains on performance, clarifying goals, and selecting targeted interventions across sleep, nutrition, movement, stress, and cognitive function. The tone is oriented toward action, build a baseline, test changes, keep what works, and discard what does not. Overall, it aims to help ambitious readers feel better and perform better by aligning daily choices with how the body and brain actually operate. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, from willpower to systems, designing results instead of forcing them. A central idea in Smarter Not Harder is that effort is not the same as effectiveness. The book pushes readers to replace heroic willpower with systems that make desired behaviors easier and unwanted behaviors harder. That starts with defining what you want in concrete, measurable terms such as stable afternoon energy, better sleep continuity, improved strength metrics, or fewer cravings. From there, the emphasis shifts to identifying constraints, the biological bottlenecks, environmental triggers, and mental patterns that sabotage consistency. In a biohacking frame, the goal is to reduce friction through small design choices like meal timing, workspace lighting, notification control, and routines that support recovery. The book encourages iterative experimentation rather than rigid plans, treating each change as a test with a clear signal of success or failure. This mindset also reframes setbacks as data. Instead of concluding you lack discipline, you examine variables like sleep debt, stress load, nutrient deficits, or overstimulation. The larger payoff is sustainability. When your system supports you, progress feels lighter, repeatable, and less dependent on motivation spikes. Secondly, energy and metabolism, using inputs and timing to change how you feel, another major focus is day-to-day energy, which the book treats as a biological output influenced by metabolism, hormones, inflammation, and nervous system balance. Rather than chasing stimulants, the discussion in biohacking terms centers on stabilizing the foundations that determine how energized you feel. Readers are guided to pay attention to how different foods affect alertness, hunger, and brain fog, and to consider strategies that reduce big swings in blood sugar. The book also highlights timing as a lever. When you eat, when you train, and when you stop stimulating your brain can matter as much as what you do. It encourages readers to observe personal responses, because the same diet trend can lead to different outcomes depending on stress level, sleep quality, activity, and genetics. The metabolic theme connects to body composition goals, suggesting that fat loss and muscle gain become easier when recovery is adequate and cravings are not driven by volatility. The broader takeaway is to treat energy as something you can engineer with smarter inputs, smarter timing, and feedback loops rather than with sheer endurance. Thirdly, sleep and recovery, building the biological base for performance. Smarter Not Harder treats sleep as a performance multiplier rather than a passive state. The book's biohacking angle frames recovery as the platform that makes training, productivity, and emotional regulation work. When sleep is compromised, the downstream effects ripple into appetite control, insulin sensitivity, mood stability, learning, and pain tolerance. Instead of generic advice, the approach emphasizes identifying the specific factor that is limiting your sleep, such as light exposure at night, irregular schedules, stress chemistry, temperature, alcohol, late meals, or an overstimulating wind-down routine. Practical optimization often starts with circadian alignment, consistent wake times, morning light, and reduced bright light at night. The recovery theme extends beyond sleep into practices that downshift the nervous system, including breathwork, relaxation protocols, and deliberate decompression that protects deep rest. The book encourages measurement where feasible, using subjective tracking and, if a reader chooses, wearable data to notice patterns. The core message is that better recovery reduces the need for constant pushing and makes the rest of the plan feel easier. Fourthly, stress, focus, and mood, upgrading the brain through state management. The book also addresses cognitive performance and emotional resilience, treating them as trainable and adjustable states rather than fixed traits. In the biohacking worldview, focus and mood are shaped by neurotransmitter balance, inflammation, sleep quality, nutrient status, and chronic stress signals. Smarter, Not Harder encourages readers to become aware of state shifts across the day and to build tools that help them move into the state they need, such as calm clarity for deep work or relaxed openness for relationships. This includes reducing common attention disruptors like constant notifications and context switching, as well as supporting the brain with practices that improve baseline regulation. The book's emphasis is on practical levers, structured breaks, breath patterns, strategic caffeine use, and routines that reduce mental noise. It also frames stress as something to manage proactively, not just endure, because persistent stress can lock the body into a defensive mode that undermines learning, digestion, libido, and sleep. The broader lesson is that personal performance depends on brain state, and brain state can be influenced with repeatable protocols and environmental design. Lastly, experimentation and personalization, turning biohacking into a safe process. A defining feature of Smarter Not Harder is its emphasis on personalization. Instead of assuming there is one perfect routine, the book promotes a structured experiment mindset. Choose a variable, change it, measure the outcome, and keep only what improves your results. This approach can apply to nutrition styles, training formats, supplements, sleep routines, or mental performance tools. The value is twofold. First, it protects you from trend hopping because you are evaluating ideas against your own goals and data rather than social proof. Second, it helps you build a personal playbook you can reuse during busy seasons, travel, or periods of high stress. The book also implicitly encourages readers to consider safety and practicality. Start with foundational habits, avoid stacking too many interventions at once, and prioritize changes with a high benefit-to-effort ratio. Personalization includes recognizing that constraints differ, such as demanding work schedules, family responsibilities, or health conditions that require professional guidance. The main message is that optimization works best when it is systematic, individualized, and focused on outcomes that matter to your life. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who are motivated to improve health and performance, but feel frustrated by plans that demand constant discipline. Entrepreneurs, busy professionals, fitness-minded adults, and anyone interested in biohacking concepts will appreciate its focus on leverage points, sleep quality, energy stability, cognitive state, and environment design. The key benefit is learning to treat your body and brain as a system you can influence. By shifting from forcing habits to engineering conditions that support them, readers can gain steadier energy, clearer focus, improved recovery, and more consistent progress toward body composition or productivity goals. Compared with many self-help or fitness books that rely on generic motivation and rigid templates, Smarter Not Harder stands out for pushing experimentation and personalization. It encourages you to test changes, keep what works, and drop what does not, which can save time and reduce burnout. It also ties multiple domains together, showing how sleep, stress, nutrition, and attention interact. For readers who want a single resource that connects these areas into an action-oriented framework, it is a worthwhile purchase and a useful reference to revisit when life circumstances change. If you would like to support Dave Asprey, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.